talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it has been made over the weekend. Today, 9 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Wisconsin time, the January 6th Commission will reconvene, broadcasting their evidence, their deliberations, for 2 hours this morning. The focus today is going to be on the big lie on what Donald Trump did to gin up this insurrection and show his own criminal culpability. Some tidbits came out over the weekend. It turns out that Mark Meadows burned documents, chief of staff, right after he met with Scott Perry and they were talking about overturning the election. He realized what danger he was in. He burned these documents. I'll tell you what, you can't retrieve burned documents, but the fact of burning documents that are relevant right before an insurrection like that is evidence of a crime. It's evidence of a crime. An innocent man does not burn documents. So be sure to watch today if you can, or as much as you can. I'm sure there'll be coverage, I'm sure, on the news later on. But just like the first 2 hours, which I watched last week, there were some fascinating, absolutely fascinating pieces of evidence that came out that nobody had ever seen before because the committee had them on their own and then they released them. One was the video from the British documentary guy showing meetings with the Proud Boys, meetings with the Oath Keepers, and showing some of the violence, the savagery in great detail of that mob. Carolyn Edwards, the terrific Capitol Police officer. Five police officers standing near a bike rack trying to turn back a couple of hundred people. She's one of them. University of Georgia graduate, career police officer. Hit over the head with a bike rack. Next time you walk by a bike rack, take a good look at it. Feel how heavy it is and how would you like to be hit over the head with it? Thrown on the ground, knocked unconscious, her head hit the concrete. You can get a concussion doing that. You can get brain damage doing that. She wakes up to go back into the combat, and she is pepper sprayed in her face. Turns you red. You have to be decontaminated. She's dragged by other officers to a decontamination place. And on the way, she's pepper sprayed. And she's still recovering from her injuries. I'd never seen that before. I was very impressed hearing her. Actually, Crooked William Barr, who did so much to lie about the Ukraine impeachment, the insurrection, leading up to the insurrection. He was quiet about what was going to happen. And yet Crooked William Barr, to save his own skin, is there at a deposition on video saying that there was no fraud in that election, that he thought that was crazy. And when he realized what Trump was going to do, he resigned on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas and 2 weeks before the insurrection. So these are the kinds of things that will come out. And it's well worth watching. If you think you know everything about it, you don't. Neither do I. Neither do I. As a result of that first video last week of the 2 hours of the January 6th Commission, remember Ivanka Trump, rather than run into what happened with Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro and others who were criminally charged with felonies for contempt of Congress for not responding to their subpoenas. She responded to her subpoena and showed up. Obviously in an uncomfortable position because she's testifying against her father. And they asked her, do you think that was a legitimate election that elected Joe Biden? Do you think there was fraud? And the way she tap danced around it, she said, well, I took a look at Bill Barr's testimony, and I was persuaded by it. Well, Bill Barr said there was no fraud, but that enraged Trump, and he rebuked Ivanka right afterwards. He rebuked her publicly, his own daughter, and said, well, she didn't know anything about the election. This is all ugly and strange, very ugly and very strange, but I think that you are well advised to watch this thing today, 9 o'clock, 2 hours, and we'll have a lot more to say about it tomorrow. I want to quickly go to Wisconsin before we go to the lines. The lines are alive early. Quickly to Wisconsin. It turns out there was an announcement. There was an announcement that more forever chemicals have been found. More forever chemicals have been found. Do you live around Sparta? Do you ever, have you ever heard of Sparta? Have you ever heard of Sparta? Fort McCoy. They were found near Fort McCoy just now. In fish in a pond near the base. As a result, the DNR has issued an advisory around Fort McCoy, Sparta. If you fish, you should only take or eat one bluegill a week, one a week. For bass and pike, one a month. It's called Angelo Pond, if you know where that is. I don't. But it's southwest of Fort McCoy in Sparta. There's a 53-acre connected pool of water connected to the La Crosse River. I'll tell you what, here in Milwaukee, my home county, near the Air National Guard refueling wing, 128th Air National Guard refueling wing, near Mitchell Field, if you've ever flown out of Mitchell Field, the airport in Milwaukee. Forever chemicals found there, too. It's been found in rock bass from the Bay of Green Bay. You should only eat those once a week, apparently, according to the DNR. Brown trout from Black Earth Creek near Madison. You should eat brown trout once a week. There's other advisories in Dane County against eating fish. Starkweather Creek, Lake Monona. You heard of Lake Winona, have you? Wingra Creek, well, there are fish advisories. Upper and lower mud lakes, Yahara River, downstream. Lake Superior, you ever been up there? Rainbow smelt, you should eat once a month. Marinette and Peshtigo, you heard of them? They're the worst. You shouldn't eat any fish anywhere near the Tyco Fire Products plant in Marinette. Forever chemicals have been found in the livers of deer up in that area. You like deer hunting, do you? You like to eat venison? Forget chronic wasting disease. You may not want to eat these deer. There's cancer in our water. And, you know, I've given you enough geographic locations, and I didn't mention Wausau, and I didn't mention Rhinelander, and I didn't mention Eau Claire. They all have it, too. This is cancer water. And the problem is it's not regulated. Forever chemicals are not regulated by the federal government. They're left up to the states, and the states in a gerrymandered legislature like ours. But the DNR, still run by Republicans. Fred Prenz stayed on. The guy lost his seat over a year ago, 2 years ago. He lost his seat. Tony Evers put in someone else in 2019, and he's stayed on. An unwelcome guest. Conspired with Republican legislators to do it. And they go, well, we'll get around to reviewing and passing on his successor someday, maybe when there's a Republican governor. They've just hijacked the DNR, and the Wisconsin manufacturers are the ones behind this. So you think you're a hunter, do you? You think you're a fisherman? You like to swim? You like to water ski? How about doing it with no cancer water? If you continue to vote Republican, you are poisoning the water in this state. They say that Michigan Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. We have more lakes than Minnesota. We have 15,000 lakes. We are the land of lakes. We are the land of lakes. And Lake Superior and Green Bay and Lake Michigan. And they are being poisoned with cancer water because of the Republican Party. You have to understand that. You go to a break quick. Lines are open. Mike of Oklahoma, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Mike of Oklahoma.
Hi there. I'm watching some carp out here in the lake near what you're talking about, fish.
Well, if you don't have forever chemicals there, you can probably eat it. But otherwise, be very careful, very, very careful.
I ate a crappie out of here one time.
So what's going on in Oklahoma, calling, Mike? Thanks for listening to a Wisconsin station.
Of course. I study video indexes. There's only two, YouTube and Rumble.
Okay.
Now,
what's
Rumble, there's differences. So I wanted to tell you the difference.
Okay. Tie it into something, Mike. You know, radio is a hot medium. TV is a cool medium.
Any made-up word, if it shows no results in Rumble, sets only one video. It makes that word a non-fungible token, and it caches when you give it out over the radio at 3 cents a view.
Right, well,
or
the
a
non-fungible tokens for everybody out there, there are people paying millions of dollars for something, things that are simply look like videos. And you think, well, that could be easily duplicated. I think non-fungible tokens are a fraud myself. I'm glad you raised that issue, Mike. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that...